Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast that's available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I am your host, Minister R.T. Rodriguez, and I truly hope that God has been moving in your life this week, that no matter what situation you may be in, that you feel God's presence in your life. No matter what people have said, well, I'm already going to start this right now, y'all. I'm already getting tight. But wherever you may be and however you may be dealing with it, that God has truly been stepping in the right direction, that you have been finding your strength in the foundation that we have been building, that you have been, the intimacy that you have with God, the relationship that you have with God right now. I ask that you just let God come into your life right now and just let him take control of the situations that are a mess right now. And I want to dive deep into this. But before we start this week's episode, this week's episode is entitled, It's Time to Clock In. It's time to clock in. So what I need you to do is I need you to text somebody. I need you to post it somewhere. I need you to say it with your chest. I need to make sure that your shirt is getting really, really tight when you say it. It's time to clock in. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come seeking you out, God. We come seeking the joy and the hope that you give us, God, for being our Savior. We rejoice in the things that you have given us. We rejoice in the storms. We rejoice in the mess. We rejoice in your presence, Heavenly Father. God, I ask you to be with me today. God, give me that in every word and every action that people see and hear you. God, you set that devil Daniel by his hands and his feet. That the only spirit that has free form moving about is the Holy Spirit. Do not allow send that devil to send a hook or a crook. God, we ask that you just be with us right now. That we become stronger with you. And in every situation, God, we feel your presence. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I am so excited. I got to say amen again. I'm going to say it again. Amen. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. I want to jump into this episode. I don't want to keep y'all too long today. It's time to clock in. It's time to clock in. And time to really get this work. We're going to be in Proverbs 12. Proverbs 12. If you have God's word, or would like God's word, give me an amen. We're going to read verse 25 and 26, and then we're going to come back up to verse 18. Proverbs 12 reads this. Worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up. The godly give advice to their friends. The wicked lead them astray. Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. Truthful words stand the test of time, but lies are soon exposed. That is Proverbs 25, 26, and 18 and 19. I want to say amen. It's time to clock in, y'all. It's time to quit playing games. It's time to really be about this action. It's time to really be about what we need to be. It's time for us to go out and make disciples of these nations. It's time for us to take a stand and stand firm on the foundation. We have been squatting for so long. We've been dealing with all the weights. We've been dealing with all the reps. We've been putting in all this work. We've been having an intimate relationship with God. And maybe you may be in that point in your life right now where you're still, you feel like you're not as close to God as you need to be, or you seem to fall back and regress back to the old you and have that attitude sometimes and have that look up on your face where it's not just a pleasant look, that you smell something that's not pleasant. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't try to act new with me now. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You got that look up on your face that said, I don't even know why I'm here today dealing with these people. I'm not sure why I'm dealing with this situation, because you built to deal with that situation. We got to turn it. We got to pivot on this. And it's when I say it's time to clock in. When you hit that time clock
And you're here to make disciples of the nations. This is where you got to understand this. Let me try to tell you what I'm trying to tell you right now. I don't care what people have said about you. I don't care what they say. Oh, you're just a goody good two-shoe. Oh, you just, or you may have been a low down, dirty bum. Oh, you, the only reason why you got that position is because it's somebody you know. It's not because of the work that I've been putting in on this. And I'm not sure who I'm trying to speak to today about this, but you made it through what you made it through. You came out better on the other side of it. I don't care what they said. They weren't with you in this storm. Your God was with you in the storm. You laid your head down on a pillow when the storm was coming through. We focused on God and not the storm. I don't care what they said. They can say whatever they want to about me. They can talk about my family. They can talk about my past. But I'm telling you here right now, I'm doing something new. You can lie to me all you want to, but that lie will soon be exposed. You will continue to see that the truth will come out on top. And this is what I got to understand. Truthful words stand the test of time, but lies are soon exposed. I stay firm on the foundation that we have been building. I stay firm that no matter how many storms that we go through, that you are built for this. You are built to deal with the strongholds. You are the one where the generational curse that has come upon your family stops with. And I know I brought this up a plenty of time. But I feel like this is where it's coming from. You are built different. You are a true heavyweight. You're able to do more things than you ever thought you could do. This is where the thing stops right here. And I know it gets hard, but this is what you built for. This is when it says time to clock in. I mean, we're going to go ahead and we're going to do what we need to do. And we're going to do it in the presence of God, with God by our side. He's going to be holding our hands. And you say, well, I don't have that intimate relationship with God right now. I'm struggling right now. I'm arguing with my spouse all the time. I'm arguing with my children all the time. I just seem to can't get my point across. I seem to just be spinning my tires in the mud. I feel like I can't go anywhere. But in this time where your tires may be feeling like that and the depression may be setting in, and I'm telling you right now, let me be hot, open, transparent as I can be. I deal with depression, anxiety as well. I have things I got to work on myself. No, I'm not perfect, but I'm working towards perfection. I am working to every day to be, God, I need you to remove this out of my life, God. It's coming in again. That devil knows how to get at me. He knows how to hit me at that liver shot. He knows how to hit me and where it hurts me, where it just gets me all up into my feelings, and it gets me to where, oh, I ain't going to be able to do this. But this is when I said, no, God, I stand firm in the foundation that you have been building with me. You knew me when I was in my mother's womb. You knew I was going to be able to do this. He knew that you were going to be that one. Let me break it down for you a little bit. Let me tell you a little of a story here. A young man came to me the other day and said, "How do you stay so calm in chaos? How do you deal with smart mouths, bad attitudes, cussing, negativity? How do you deal with it and never change the look upon your face?" I said, "Do you care to elaborate on what you're talking about?" He says, "The other day, someone got real smart with you and said some things about you underneath their breath that you may not have heard, or you may have heard, but you didn't react no different. You seem to just take it on the chin and not do nothing about it." I said, "Well, what's the purpose of me going off and getting crazy and giving them a piece of my mind? That's not what God did. Because when I was going through the things I was going through, when I was going through all the trials and tribulations that really knocked me on my back years ago, they're the ones that where God says, I need you to sit down for a minute. I need you to show you who I truly am. That's where I've learned. And no matter what you go through, he's doing something new in you. The mouth is such a powerful tool. at the same time can bring demise. We want to speak life into people. We want to encourage people. And we can't encourage if we match bad with bad. I can't encourage you to be better if I cuss you out. Let me just be real with you about it. Don't get quiet on me now. I need you to understand it's time to clock in. If you don't like the way things are going, if you don't like the situations that come up, look on what God is doing inside of your heart. He prepared you and put you in that exact same time for this. He put you right here to deal with that. Because you are the one that will need to change the situation. You are the one that needs to change the narrative. You are that one. So I told that gentleman, the kid the other day, I call him a kid. You know, these little youngsters, they still smell like infamil. They just look like they just got out their mom and daddy house. But I said, I want to be that one. I said this years ago, and I say it true to this day, where I want to be the biggest on the yard. I want to be the one that when I walk by, the sidewalks crack. I want to be that one to where I put the 2X shirt on, it's tight in all the right places. But now I want to be that one where you walk into that room and says, oh, he's that one to be able to handle that chaos. He's the way to be able to handle this situation. So when your kids come home and they got something going on big and they don't know what to do, they go to you because that's the one they know that you that one to do that. You're that one that knows that it's time for me to clock in and do God's work. It's time for me to clock in and do what God has told me to do. I'm the one that has to break this generational curse. I'm the one where everything stops right here. Because I put my time in with God and I have the intimate relationship with God that says, yes, I will raise my kids in the Word of God. I will not let the world be the teacher of my kids. God will teach my kids. I will put God in my kids' life. I don't care about these flags. I don't care about these prides. I don't care what you got. You can get mad at me right now. Get off right now. Maybe this head message ain't for you. But you that one today. You're that one that says, yep, it's time for me to clock in and do this work. Because I am that one that's going to get the job done. I'm going to be the one to stand in the middle of the chaos and say, come on with it. Bring all the chaos you want. I'm going to organize this chaos. And I'm going to move it in a way that shows that God is the one and only one that can be able to stand with me and stand the true test of time. Everybody else to fall off and die. No one else rose like Jesus. Come on, I'm not trying. This is not what I'm telling you. The Bible tells you. The Bible says that no matter what lie is told, it will not stand the test of time, but the truth will always prevail. Worry weighs a person down, and encouraging word cheers a person up. Quit being a negative Nancy. Quit being ugly and cheer somebody up today by saying that God, Jesus loves you. Yeah, you know what? You may not have been good yesterday, but you have a different today. You didn't wake up breathing dirt today. You here for another day. So I'm not sure how you listen today. I'm not sure what you've been going on through today, but I'm telling you right now that my God is doing something new in you. It's time to clock in. It's time to get this work. It's time to get these t-shirts tight. It's time to get these pants to get a little bit loose. We take everything about our life. We're not going on to the same websites that we used to. We're not doing having conversations that we're not supposed to be having. We're not talking to people that we shouldn't be talking to. We're having an intimate relationship with God. We're getting back to where we need to be because this is where we call you to be. Yeah, you may not have been the best mother and the best father at time, the best brother and the best sister at time, but I'm here to tell you right now, you better you are today than you were yesterday because you're still here. You can still put your hands up to the sky and say, God, I surrender to you. I give everything to you, God. Yeah, I know I'm working on being where I need to be. Yeah, God, there's still things in my life that I need to remove, but God, I know when the situation comes up with me, I should be cussing. I'm not going to cuss anymore because it's time to clock in. It's time for you to be that one. It's time for you to truly step in and be like, yep, I am that one. Yep, I ain't no different now. I ain't retreating. I go to the fight. I go to the chaos. Because this is where I know that I've been that person. And I needed somebody. I don't know Chad Roseborough Sr. I'll tell you right now, brother. This is where you stepped into my life. And this is where God put somebody into your life. Come on with it. When you get in and encourage your word, God's going to have someone in your life. You're going to need to be corrected. And I know it's hard to be corrected. But correction comes with discipline. That encouraging word is going to move in a way in your life. It's going to put so much. This is where you come out and find out that this encouraging word that you do to people, spread the love of Jesus. God forgave you when it was down dirt and you were just downright dirty and nasty and ugly. God said, you are still my child and I'm going to bring you about this. So when someone's ugly to you, speak life. Speak words of love. And I know it's hard. I know it's not easy. Because they hurt you. They did some things to you that's unspeakable. You gotta forgive. You gotta show them that it's time to clock in. It's time to give them the love that Jesus gave you. Give them a word of encouragement and see how the life changes. I spoke on someone's name just a few minutes ago when Chad Roseborough Sr. said, RT, I need you to be the person that God's called you to be. Because you are built like that. You are built for this chaos. You are built for these struggles and these trials and these tribulations. You are built for it. You always wonder why God put you in these situations. Because you built for it. Because you can handle it. Because he knows that you are so strong that everything stops with you. It's the generational curse stops with you. Now you're able to start something new. And then people say, well, how you doing? God, Jesus. That's how we do it. Be an encourager of the word. Make a difference by giving an encouraging word. Be that one that says when it's time to clock in, they count on that's the one that can get this thing done right here. Because I've been through it. I've been through some hell. I'm going through some hell right now. And I'm still standing firm on the foundation that God will see me through it. You are that person to bring life. Step into the anointing that God has put on your life. Be an encourager of the word. Be that one that when I need somebody to be cheered up, if I'm that one that says, yeah, when everything is going all the way around, when there's so much chaos going inside your household, that they say, yep, I can go to my mama and I can go to my daddy and be like, yep, that's the one that it stops with. When your circle of friends are acting kind of crazy and they're doing things they shouldn't be doing and you still found firm and say, I ain't doing that because that's not what God called me to do. Be that encourager. Be that one that says, no, we don't need to do that. I told y'all, Jesus saw his 12 shrink.
You got to be disciplined into the word, and we got to stay disciplined. We will stay and have streaks on Snapchat, and we will have streaks where you never miss a login to a video game or to an app, but we don't want to stay consistent in God's word. Don't get mad at me now. I'm just trying to be truthful with you right now. I came to preach this thing today. That it's time to clock in. It's time to get consistent with God. It's that I want you to be that one that touches someone's life. I want you to be that one that encourages your kid that depression is not going to kill you. That the devil is not going to win. That God is more powerful than anybody and anything. He's able to do different things inside your life. Stay encouraged. It's time to clock in. And do work. When ugly arises, show love. When that attitude arises, show love. When you feel like giving up, don't. Because you built for this. You like this. You've been able to put your hands up and take the devil's best shot, and you still standing here. The devil hit you with everything he had, and you still standing here. Yeah, it looked like I got into a fight, but I'm still standing. He hit you with the best shots and couldn't take you out. What's that say about you? What does that say about what you got going on? When the devil hits you with everything he got, he brings up so much trouble and chaos into your life, and you still stand and say, I'm still here. You hit me with the best shot, I'm still right here. I ain't going to get knocked out because I got my God with me. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to clock in and get this work. Thank you, Jesus. The devil hits you with everything. I'm trying to close it out, but I gotta tell you that the devil hit you with the best shot he could. And you still standing. You thought your marriage was on the way to divorce, but you still standing and you still found closer to each other. Your kid wanted to leave the house, or I may be talking to a kid where you wanted to get out your parents' house and you realized, oh, I need to be right here. Come on now. You thought about leaving a job, but now you just got promoted in it. Come on now. He put you into the places for this. He put you in positions so that you can be disciples of the word and encouragers of the word. We're making relationships with people and God. He brought me out of a mess. He brought me out of a storm. He brought me out of the valley. And when the climb got really hard, he was still with me. I felt the pain. But I know I want to get swole through this pain. I understand that. Be an encourager of this. It's time to clock in and get this word to show them that God is real and that he is moving. I don't care what people have said. I don't care what they do. You are built differently. You are stronger than what you thought you could ever do. You can push more weight than you ever thought you could push. We fear no weight. We fear no storm. We fear no problems. We fear no situations. Because we are rooted in God and in the Word of God, where his Word guides the path to our feet. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. That devil can't hold you. He'll hit you, but he can't hold you. You in a fight, but you ain't done yet. We're doing work, and the work's paying off. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you.
I thank you for the encouraging word today, God. And that it is time for us to clock in and do the work that you have called us to do, to be doers of the word. God, we say thank you for the situations that we're in. We thank you for the storms. We thank you for the trials. We thank you for the tribulations. We thank you for the valleys. Because we know that's where we need to be at, to be an encourager of the word. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I'm so happy and I'm so excited every time that I'm able to be a part of your life. We're not done yet. It's time to clock in. And when you feel like you can't go no more, this is where you got to understand that God is with you. When you feel the weight so heavy, God says, let me do this. Let me lift it for you. Because I'm going to show you that you're different. And you are different. You stand firm in the foundation that God has built in your life. For prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742. Y'all, Lord willing, I want to see y'all next week. I want to see y'all stronger, better, knowing that we have clocked in and it's time for us to get to work. Stay blessed, be blessed, and let God move in your life right now. Be blessed and stay blessed. It's time to clock in, y'all.